The federal government has proposed studying some communities affected by PFAS contamination, like many in the Northeast. But residents of one community that is not on the list say the study is too short-sighted. A growing number of communities across the country are dealing with PFAS pollution, a large number of unregulated compounds, some of which have been linked to illnesses, including forms of cancer. The presence of PFAS chemicals, linked to military bases, has prompted the federal government to propose a round of testing in affected communities. The Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry and the CDC National Center for Environmental Health are proposing a minimum of 8 exposure assessments. Respondents to the assessments would submit blood serum and urine samples. Indoor dust and tap water would also be sampled. One community approached for the study is Newburgh, New York, whose Washington Lake water supply has been contaminated with the chemical PFOS. The chemical, which is an ingredient in firefighting foam, has been linked to the nearby Stewart Air National Guard base. The New York State Department of Health has already completed one round of blood testing in Newburgh. Newburgh Mayor Torrence Harvey says he hopes testing from the federal government can be helpful for other communities dealing with PFAS contamination.
All parties involved that are responsible for this contamination should be held accountable, you know, and a study is going to hopefully prevent other communities from going through the same tragedy. You know, and as the mayor of the city of Newburgh, I think that it's super important to speak up and speak out, because my test results were 3 times the amount of my wife and my kids, and which, you know, was well over the national average.
But the federal study into PFAS health effects does not extend to communities with contamination not linked to military sites, like Hoosick Falls. Hoosick Falls, where the presence of PFOA in water supplies has been linked to current and former industrial sites, has been placed on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's National Priorities List. Like in Newburgh, New York's Department of Health has performed blood testing there, with a second round underway. Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen wants to see his community included in the federal study.
For a PFAS-specific investigation to be so narrowly limited to a few DOD sites specific to mainly one PFAS chemical, PFOS, is a really short-sighted decision. And I want to make sure, and I think that everyone here will back me up on this, is that a community like Hoosick Falls, New York, Petersburg, New York, North Bennington, who've had PFOA contamination, are absolutely a part of this, because it's not just important for our communities, but it's important for other communities who are going to be going through PFOA contamination.
Hoosick Falls resident and activist Laureen Hackett agrees.
It's a stupid question. Here we are. We're volunteering to be your guinea pigs. Why aren't you using us? You say you need it. Here we are.
Hackett said she brought her concerns to the offices of Senator Charles Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as the state health department. She also said she was recently on a webinar call with the CDC's Patrick Bricey, director of the National Center for Environmental Health, Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, and asked about including Hoosick Falls in a national study.
He did not discount us, but he wouldn't commit to adding us either.
A request for comment to ATSDR was not returned in time for broadcast. Public comments on the proposed study are due by Monday, September 17th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.